Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, we call it follow-up Thursday. You guys remind us of Burt Show storylines that we haven't closed yet. And in this case, it's from Joyce Ward. He says, "Yo, Burt Show. Longtime listener on Facebook. Not sure if you've already done a follow-up to this one, but it was posted on July of 2022. Title was something along the lines of, she wants proof that her sister's fiance isn't the man he says he is. And I need to know what happened. Thanks for the consideration, Joyce."
Kristen's going to recap it right
now. I am going to recap it right now. I got lost in my schedule. Sorry. All right. So Leah hated the man her sister was planning on marrying. She thought he was a narcissistic, rude a-hole. She wanted proof of him cheating in hopes that it would put an end to their upcoming wedding. But her plan backfired after he called her out on air with this message. Sending you roses because thorns seem appropriate for such a bleeping prick like you. I'll make sure your sister is listening to hear what a meddling bee you are. I am not, never have, nor ever will cheat on your sister so you can mind your own bleeping business.
Uh-oh.
I forgot all about
it. Uh-oh. It's the uh-oh bouquet.
As expected, her sister was pissed when she found out what Lee did behind her back. Last we heard, Lee skipped the wedding and refused to apologize to her sister. We suggested they have a sit-down meeting with family and apologize. Did she take our advice or is she still at odds with her family?
Mo has answers.
Hey, Burt Show. I actually do have an update for you all. So, as much as I hate to say, I told you so, and trust me, it's bittersweet. It seems I had a point about my sister's now soon-to-be ex-husband.
No.
So, I kept my distance after all of the chaos. We didn't really talk much this past year. Actually, we barely talked at all. Around Christmas, I overheard from our cousin, had to get the updates from family gossip because we weren't on speaking terms, that there was some major drama happening in their marriage. Turns out, Mr. Wonderful wasn't so wonderful after all. He had not just been seeing another woman. He had multiple side women. They separated right after New Year's. As of now, their divorce is in the works. I guess the silver lining is that they are divorcing now and not years from now when the kids could be involved. The downside, even though I was right, it hasn't magically fixed our relationship. We're still pretty distant. I genuinely hope that in time, things will change. But for now, things are still rocky. So, there you have it. Not the happiest update, but life's complicated, right? Hope you all are doing better in the love department than my sis and I. Sending love.
At the end of the day, though, she gets bragging rights.
She
was right. I mean, she'll never say it.
You cannot say
but
it.
But they both know that she was right.
They'll be in my eyes when I look at you.
That's how you'll be able to see it in my eyes. All right, Abby, dudes are separated into two categories, you feel.
Yes, there are puka shell boys and there are cross necklace boys. There's no different. That you are either one or the other.
And what is a puka shell necklace boy and what is a cross necklace boy?
I'm so glad you asked, Kristen, because I'm here to tell you.
Please.
So this is a video that got shared in my group chat and all of my friends realized that you only have one of two types. You either date the type of guy who wears a puka shell necklace or you only date the type of guy who wears a silver cross necklace. These are the only two types of necklace that boys wear.
What about a spiked dog collar necklace for the punk rock boys
who's wearing that I have
nobody.
But that's my
nobody I know.
But that's my point. Go to a public setting and look around. You will only see men wear one of two types of necklaces, at least that we've noticed. And this is from a TikTok clip that we got from Brooke and Connor Start a Podcast. These are very popular TikTokers, and they decided to decide which celebrities would be puka shell necklace guys or silver cross necklace guys. And I think maybe it'll make a little bit more sense when you hear examples.
There's four categories of man.
So puka shell, cross necklace, and then puka shell wants to be cross necklace who wants to be puka shell.
100%. I have some guys that I'm going to give you, and you can tell me what you think they are, and I'll let you know if I agree or not.
Okay.
Okay, PETA from The Hunger Games.
I think he's puka shell wants to be cross necklace.
Really? I was going to say just puka shell. What part of him do you think is wanting to be cross vibes?
I don't know. Like, he had that whole stage where he wanted to be, like, really cool.
Yeah.
And he, like, had the spotlight and he loved it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Here's kind of a hard one.
Okay.
Harry Potter.
I knew you were going to do Harry.
You did?
Yeah. This is so hard. I, like, I've never been faced with something so hard. I feel like he is maybe a cross necklace.
I agree 100%.
Which is really scary to say.
But don't you think Ron is puka shell completely? Mm-hmm. I feel like male friendships, there's always like a cross and a puka.
So
the thought of Ron Weasley wearing a puka shell necklace.
But you can see it, right? Yeah. So it makes sense. And so I feel like the perfect example is I feel like Mo is a cross necklace guy and Bert is a puka shell
For
guy.
For sure. Back in the day, I was wearing pukas all the time, but it was back in the day in California.
Okay, what's Tommy?
Tommy is a puka shell guy.
No the hell I ain't.
How about intern Mikey?
Intern Mikey? I don't know. I don't know if intern Mikey is a necklace guy, period. He might be the exception.
I love puka, man.
I think he's a puka but wants to be a cross.
He might be he might be one of those macaroni necklace guys.
Oh, ouch.
He's never coming in again.
Oh my God.
Out of all the things we made him do, this is it.
The Bert Show.